Hi, Kirsten.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doug Letch was in Florida this week. He's been working remotely from there since Alaska's legislative session ended in May. I caught up with him this week on his first official day of retirement.
This is really the first weekday, I think, really that I woke up this morning and I found myself checking the Alaska news websites, just seeing what was going on. Just a little bit different. It'll take me time to decompress.
Letch has been dialed into Alaska news and politics for more than 2 decades. He came to Alaska from Massachusetts for a job at public radio station KSKO in McGrath in 1992. He worked in Dillingham at KDLG after that, before landing in the newsroom at KMXT in Kodiak in 1996.
Everybody that you run into in Kodiak is very interesting. Everybody has a story.
Letch was Gary Stevens' first hire to serve in his office when he was elected to the state legislature in 1999. And Letch says those stories from Kodiak served him in Juneau, too.
The fact that I knew a lot of people in Kodiak from my time at the radio station and involvement in the community made it a little bit easier for me, I think, to take on that job of being a legislative aide.
He says working as a legislative aide is like working in a public radio newsroom in more ways than one.
You're kind of a chameleon in a job like the legislature, just as you are as a news reporter. You're working with a lot of different issues, a lot of different things are coming at you sometimes very quickly.
Senator Stevens was recently tapped to serve as the Senate president for this upcoming legislative session. It's a role he held over a decade ago, too. He says he'll miss Letch being part of the team.
I'm just really going to miss him. He's like a part of my family, and he's been with me now for 22 years.
Letch says he has Kodiak to thank for the memories.
You could have 3 weeks of really nasty weather, ice and fog and rain and wind. And the first time that sun comes out, you forget all about those bad days leading up to it. And those were always very special moments. Mostly, though, and it's almost a cliche to say, but it's the people.
He says he plans to enjoy living closer to family, a little more sunshine, and writing a mystery novel to be set in Kodiak in the years to come. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.